Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Samach. Ksubis daf Samach, and we are going to talk about the Shema topic here that comes up on daf Samach and Beis, without getting into the details of the case. How long does one have to wait before one would get remarried if a woman is nursing and we don't want to have the baby get into some type of dangerous situation. So there was a psak that was given. Abaya gave a psak. And Kiyas Lakamid Rav Yosef, Amalei, Rav Shmuel, 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 you have to wait 2 years, 24 months. Rahid, and that's what Rav Yosef said. And Abaya had given a different psak. So Rahid Basrei, Tlasa Parsi, Abaya ran after his aris, his sharecropper, who he had given a different psak to, and didn't catch up to him. And Amar Abaya, after this event, that he had given a psak, and then Rav Yosef had given a different psak, and Abaya was upset about what he had done, he said, Hai Milsad Amar Abanan, Afilu Biata Bekutcha, Lo Shari Inish, B'makam Rabbe, that which the rabbi said, that even an egg in milk, which symbolizes some type of simple psak. We'll get to what that means. An egg and milk that a person should not pasken in the place of his Rebbe, lo mishum de mechzi ba'af karusa, is not because of hefker. What does hefker mean? Rashi says chutzpah. It's not just because of chutzpah not showing proper kavod. El mishum de lo mistayim elsa, but you're not going to get it right. You're going to say the wrong psak if you pasken in the makam rabo, and therefore, you see what happened to me? Right, it was even not such a difficult psak. And lo misayim milsa, Rashi says sheyore kahalacha, that it's not just a lack of honor that you would be giving, but you won't have any siyata d'shmaya in the psak, and therefore it will not work. It not work out. A separate topic, which we're not talking about now, is the special siyata d'shmaya that a posik is zocha to when he goes through the proper channels and offers a psak, right? That the sod Hashem li reyav type of idea, but that's not today's discussion. Today's discussion is this sugi here about mora halacha b'fnei rabo. Just first question is, what does this mean, bieta b'kutcha? Even an egg and milk, you shouldn't paskin like your Rebbe. So if you look at Rashi, Mesechas Eirvin on Daf Samach Beis, he seems to say pashup shat, having an egg with a cup of milk, right? Even such a simple, what's wrong with that? Nothing. Nothing's wrong with that. And to have an egg with a cup of milk. But even that, somebody asked me, is that okay? That shouldn't be paskind b'makam rabo. Tosfos right here, Tosfos says, that can't be the pshat. That's too simple. And why can't you say that in front of your Rebbe? If you're somebody asks you in front of your Rebbe, you're allowed to drive on Shabbos. Right? So then, what, you're not allowed to answer? Right? There's no chash of anything, says the Tosfos. Beforish barach. Taptosis. The law bestam beit samayri. We're not talking about regular eggs. De ein lecha am haaretz shelo yeda shein mutaris b'chalav. There's no am haaretz out there. There's no ignorant Jew that doesn't know that that's mutter. Regular eggs are of course parif. Ella, even though you might say it's interesting, if you think about it, and Tosis is going to give an answer close to this, we know that eggs are parif, but we know that chicken we treat as fleishiks. So when did it switch? When does an egg switch to becoming fleishik? So Tosfos gives us milk is milchik, that comes from a cow, and a cow is fleishik. So it's a little just something to think about. Ella says Tosfos, what kind of eggs are we talking about? B'shochi tarnagoles umatzav abesim gemuros mayri. No, you shech the chicken, and inside the chicken you find complete eggs that he didn't lay yet, but they were inside the chicken. So what are those eggs? Once the egg comes out, find their parif. A chicken is considered a fleishik. What about an egg that's found inside the chicken? That's what we're talking about. That's the chiddush, that even that, which is semi-simple, what's semi-simple? Shemutu lachla mechalav. Like, of course, the first Gemara, the first parak of Sechas Beitza. Those are also mutter to eat in milk, as long as they are completed. Right? If they are not completed yet, and they're still connected to the sinews, and connected to the chicken, it's not a completed egg, then it's still part of the chicken. And then it's going to be fleishik. It's going to be meat. But if it's complete, beitzim gemuros, right? So that's what Tosfos says here in the name of the Arach. But again, Rashi and the Pashup Pshat is that, you know, maybe even a regular egg. So what would be the svar for that? Why would we say that even just an egg and milk, a regular egg, would be usher to paskin? Question one. Next question. Look at the next Tosfos. Tosfos says ki afkirusa v'nafkamina. What does it mean? What does Abaya mean when he says it's not just because of chutzpah, of lack of covet, but it's because the posik is not going to get it right. Tosfos says, if the rav is mochel. What if the rav says, you could paskin, it's okay. I know I'm here, but you could paskin. V'nafkamina shehecha shaharav mochel al kvodo deshari. Right, if it's just an issue of afkirusa, of not having proper covet for the rav, that if he says he's mochel, that it should be a problem at all. He's mochel. V'afilu hachi, but if the reason is because lo estaya milsa, because it's not going to come out proper, so whatever that means, so al yoret, that even with mechili you shouldn't paskin, to lo estaya milsa, hol v'rabo etzlo. Right, it's not going to come out properly because his rav is not near. So Tosfos says this is a nafgamina between the two reasons the Gemara gives. What's the not even two reasons, just two lines. Right, one reason the Gemara gives is chutzpah, right, afkibus. So the other reason is if there's a different aspect of not paskim makam rabos, then maybe even mechila wouldn't work. And this seems to be a machlokas rishon. If you look in I look in Rabbeinu David, there's the Chlushi Aran in Sanhedrin on Daf Hey, where the sugi comes up. And these are the two main sugis of Mora Halacha Befnei Rabo, Ksubas Daf Samach, today's Daf, and Sanhedrin Daf Hey. So there are the Chlushi Aran quotes Umashvel Rabbeinu David, Demashu Aser Minat Torah, Afilu Benetilas Rishus Aser. Right, even if there's mechila, even if the rav gives rishus, you're still not allowed to paskin if your rebbe's sitting there. V'ksas raya lazeb, he quotes midamrina begemara lav rebbe mani diminsur ikahacha. Isn't rebbe mani from sur here? V'tanya v'ilu hayam mutter benetilas rishus. That if it would have been mutter by having rishus, hayalem lo mar shem anata rishus. Why do you have to say, oh, his rabbi's here? But maybe the rabbi gave rishus. V'lo hayalem livot b'horaso. They shouldn't. In the story there, shouldn't have rejected his psak out of hand. So, says Rabbi David, so maybe that proves that even with Mechila, it's going to be Usser. V'li ain't a raya. And the Ron himself says, I don't think it's such a raya. Dikla meimar m'shem yadu shlonotu rishus b'yarbani. They knew that he didn't take rishus. Avala'ola meimalachad d'menotu mutter. But if he gives rishus, and he's mochel, and he lets you paskin, then it's okay. V'tayma d'milsa. And the reason is, and this is the Ron reiterating, what is issue and reason number one behind this halacha of not being able to paskin in the place of your Rebbe? Says the Ran. Tekiva de bishum yakra de rabehu. Since the whole point of this halacha is because of the covet of your Rebbe, matzi machalu. You can be mochel. To kai malan, because we paskin rav shemachal akvodo, kvodo machal. A king can't be mochel on his covet, but a Rebbe can be mochel on his covet. Uvisora so yege yomavalaila. It becomes his Torah, and therefore he can be mochel. And therefore, says the Ran, I think the Rebbe would be able to be mochel. But again, Tosfos here says, according to this pshat, this line of the Gemara, maybe not. So what's behind this halacha, mora halacha? So obviously, number one is a lack of kavod harav. Lack of kavod harav, right? If your Rebbe's there and you're paskin in front of him, that's inappropriate. But there seems to be other ideas as well. Another idea could be, the Meiri has a line here like this. The Meiri says, Hadavar karov lidei shigia. If your Rebbe's there, it's going to lead you to make a mistake. So what does that mean? So maybe he means like an intimidation kind of factor. Meaning if my Rebbe is right there, and I feel about my Rebbe as I should, that I'm in awe, and I have trepidation, so that maybe I'm not going to be able to think properly. I'm not going to be able to focus. Maybe that's part of the lo estaya milsa. Obviously, this is only then if you know your Rebbe is there. But maybe that's a second idea of an intimidation type of factor, and that would apply even if he's mochel. Even if he's mochel, even if it's a davar pashut, if somebody can't think straight so well because they're a little in awe that the Rebbe is there, so then it can still be an issue. Or a third idea, and that could be down a different path, and this is expressed by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar, in Maimer Samach Aleph. Maybe it's not a question of kavod rabo, but more general, kavod haTorah, or kavod haMesorah. If the questioner has someone who's closer up in the Mesorah, closer in the chain, closer to Har Sinai, so one generation closer, then maybe it's my responsibility, or it's the Torah demands. The Torah demands that I go to the closer to the original source. And if I don't, it's not just a question of personal kavod harav this Rebbe, but it's a question of the Mesorah itself. The Mesorah is at stake. And that's why it would apply even if the Rebbe is mochel, right? The Chai Shmolev is there in the Sichas Musar, and Maimer Samach Aleph starts off with the Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Samach Gimel, where the Gemara says that one of the opinions why Aaron's two sons were killed was because they paskined in front of their Rebbe. Lo meisu b'nei Aaron ashahora alacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. The Talmud Achar Elod Rabbi Eliezer Shahor La Halacha Bafanav. Rabbi Eliezer had a Talmud. Amar Le Rabbi Eliezer Leima Shalom Ishto To Be Ani Miotzi Shnasav La Hotzi Shnasav. These stories about people dying because of a Mar Halacha. Amar Le Navi Ata. How do you know? He says, no, I'm not a Navi. Elakam Bekubani Kol Amar Halacha Befnei Rabo Chayiv Misa. So why is it so chomer? So if I'm disgracing my Rebbe, okay, that's one level of chumrah, right? I'm not taking account of Kavod Rabbo, and what could connect it that Kavod Rabbo is compared to Kavod Shemayim, as Hashem lo kechatira, the Rabbo's Tamidei Chachamim, that when we don't honor our Rebbe, it's like we're not honoring Hashem. That's true, but Rav Chaim Shmulevitz generalize it a little bit. Achei nira, she'ein chomer ha'avon, shomor alacha b'fnei Rabbo, mishum ha'pegiyah b'kavod Rabbo. It's not just about Kavod Rabbo, because as we said, the Rav could be mochel, but it's deeper. It's who does the Rabbanim, who do they symbolize? What do they symbolize for each generation? And he quotes the Medrash in Shmini. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Nimshalu Yisrael la'of. B'nei Yisrael are compared to birds. Maha of hazeh eno pareach b'lo kanafayim. Just like a bird does not fly without wings. Kach Yisrael enam yecholim lasos klum chutz lizaknehem. So too, the Jewish people cannot do anything. Cannot fly without their rabbis. Without their zakenim. U'bivir dvarm nira. Shabalomar. She'afal pishumos ha'olam. Yecholim lasos as kol asher lahem. O simbolo zakenim. Other nations maybe are able to do what they want without their leaders. Zisrael enam came. Ein yechol lasos klum b'lo zikneim. U'kishem she'of ein yechol eskayim. B'lo lasos klum b'lo kanafayim. Just like a bird can't do anything without its wings. Af she'shar b'alechayim. Miskayim in vozim ha'ko b'lo kanafayim. Even though all other animals survive fine without wings. But a bird, we mentioned this before, the Maharal mentions this. If a bird breaks a wing and now the bird's walking around, he's not going to live so long. What do you mean? Other animals don't have any wings and they live fine. Just because a bird has a broken wing, why is he going to die soon? The answer is because a bird can't live without his wings. Nimsa shema alatoshia kanafayim etzem kiyumo. The myla of the bird's wings is part of the essence of the existence of the bird. Kach gam ben yoneinu. So too in our topic. Umos ha'olam miskayim in below zakenim. Maybe other nations could survive without their zakenim. Aval Yisrael sheish leh ma'ala shel zakenim. Ma'ala zu etzem kiyumam is part of our definition. Shebelo zakenim, lozu bavad she'ibdu es ma'alasam al shar umos. Not only did we lose our ma'ala comparatively, el gruim eme umos ha'olam. And we wouldn't be able to have it. And that's why he says in the next paragraph, the nirashim mishum kach chomer, why is it the chomer, the onesh amor halacha, she'enom mishum kavod harav bilvad. It's not just because of kavod harav, like we said, the first idea, having proper honor. Elashu mevatel es malas hazakenim sheish l'kla Yisrael. You're undermining the whole system of having the elders lead us. Shirak kishi Yisrael nishram l'zakenim. Only when we're listening to them, nachshav sheish l'em zakenim. Right, it's only considered that we have these elders when we listen to the elders. But when we're just paskening and answering questions ourselves, then that koach is part of the essence of who we are is lost. And we come to situations where the nation does not function. The Rav shouldn't be mochel. Kivachain, maybe he can't even be mochel. Kivachain onesh mishum kvodo, ele mishum kiyum klal Yisrael. Right, so he generalizes it on a more fundamental way. It's the koach of the Rav. And the way I said it was the koach of the Mesorah. The Mesorah needs to be intact, and the Mesorah is from generation to generation. And therefore, Mechila wouldn't be able to work. And maybe that's even Rashi. Maybe even a Pashut answer. Not just because of it's not lack of kavod, but even a simple question, right? The Pashut Pat of Rashi, b'kutcha, an egg. Tosfos says, how could it be an egg? An egg, everybody knows that. Maybe even if everybody knows it, right? It shouldn't be answered if your Rav is right there. There are other opinions that might be able to be explained based on this discussion. The Rambam in the Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Torah's Chaim is one of the Achronim. In Sanhedrin, so there on that Gemara, the Magal Asiyam also quotes in there in Sanhedrin. Maybe the only problem is for Isser Veheter and not for monetary law. Maybe monetary law is not as much of a problem. Only Isser Veheter, right? Saying what's Usser, what's Mutter, that's the problem. So what's the difference? What's the difference if it's Issur Mehetar or Dini Mamonis? They're all, you know, part of the Psak of the Torah. So if we say that it's an issue of, let's say, a Kavod Arav or intimidation, so then obviously there shouldn't be any difference between different areas of halacha. Right, everything. If you're passing in front of your Rebbe, it's not appropriate for that reason. But if you say it's more of a kavod hamesorah issue, kavod haTorah issue, you have to go to the source. So maybe there could be a difference, because some achronim suggest when a rav gives a psak in dini mamonis, two people come and have an argument, and the rav says, you know, you have to pay and you have to not pay. So he's really telling them. He is telling them what to do. He's deciding. He is the source of that decision. But let's say somebody comes with a question about a fork, kosher, not kosher. Is the Rav deciding that? Or is he saying what the Torah says about this situation? So again, you could say that by monetary law also, but some achronim say it this way. By monetary law, the rabbi is really creating the reality of what has to be done in this situation. But in terms of Issur V'Heter, you know, you could look at it as there are certain already rules and regulations of Issur V'Heter, of Kashrus, and the rabbi is just applying them and saying the Torah says this in this situation. So maybe if you have that type of approach, so maybe that's why only the latter would be a problem, because that's when there's a lack of covet for the Mesorah. Because it's that the Mesorah says something about this, and I'm saying it myself, instead of going back to the an earlier source. Okay, could be. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Parakeh emphasizes the difference between just giving a psak in front of your Rebbe and setting up a yeshiva, setting up a permanent question and answer, and what he calls a yeshiva, bekvias, a medrash. So maybe that's. No sekelim here wonder where the Rambam got it from, but the Rambam emphasizes that Ezu cholek al rabo zeh shekoveya lo medrash v'yoshev v'doresh u'melameid shelo birshus rabo. V'rabo kayam, somebody who sets up his own base medrash in the place of his Rebbe. V'yavu isha rabo medina acheres, even if he's in a different medina in that country. And then he says, v'asal adam lahoros b'fnei rabo l'olam. You can't paskin in front of your Rebbe mamish. V'chol amor alacham b'fnei rabo chayim isa. But if you set up a medrash, then even not right in front of him, even in the same area, not even right in front of him, would be a problem. So, fine, in front of one's Rebbe, the Rambam says you can't even pasken at all, even b'derech hakrai. But what's the issue of kvius, of setting up an alternate based medrash? So again, if it's about kavod harav, so then yeah, maybe setting up an alternate yeshiva is worse in a certain way. It's not just like paskening one question on the go, but setting up an alternate place for people to go ask questions to. So maybe that's worse in a sense, right? If it's a question of intimidation, maybe it's the opposite. The more comfortable I am, the less intimidated I would be, right? Unclear. If it's about, you know, kavod hamesorah, then also it could be more of a problem, because you're kind of trying to take his place in this regard. One final point, and then just to get to the last point, the Ramban in Baloscha discusses whether this applies to nevuah. Nevuah. Remember at the end of Baloscha, Yoshua ben Nun gets very upset because there are two prophets, there are two Nevi'im, Eldon and Medan, that are giving prophecy. And he says, well, what are you doing giving prophecy here? And Moshe's like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So the Ramban says there, he says, Umiyitin, Aval, Midivir Abbasino Nirek, Yihaya Haminag B'Yisrael, Shalo Yisnabe Adam Ba'asidos, B'makom Navi Gadol Mimenu. The minag was not to give over a prophecy if there's a greater prophet there. A similar halacha. Aval Hochem Acharav Kitalmidav, V'him B'nei Nevi'im, V'chulu. So, does this apply to Nevuah? So Moshe was Mochel. Moshe was Mochel. He says, yeah, I'd love for everybody to have Nevuah. And Yoshua ben Nun was not too happy about it. So maybe, interesting, depending on our approaches, would you say that this would apply? So if it's a question of chshash tos, you might make a mistake or something, then Hashem gives you the message here. There's no chshash. If it's a kavod harav, then maybe it is a problem, right? Because, you know, you have a greater navi here. If it's kavod hamesorah, it's probably not shayach, because Hashem's giving him the Nevuah. So Hashem obviously feels that he wants to give him the Nevuah here. So Hashem is the source of all Nevuah. It's not that there's a line. Hashem is the source directly. So therefore, maybe it would be a difference. What about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, our rabbis are not in the rooms with us. You know, does that make a difference? There is a discussion. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yeredeya in Reish Ben Beis quotes from the Shavus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov discusses, maybe today a rabbi paskening without looking in a sefer is, that's mor halacha b'fnei rabbo. Because our rabbeim are like our svarim. So the Shvus Yaakov says in Chelek Beis, Simin Samach Dalid, this idea. And the later Achronim quote it. You have to do it. Says, I was with Hagon HaMefarsim. He quotes a certain Rav that knew everything. And still, it was 40 years ago. Vafal Pikein, lo hora bilti yin sefer tchila. Or he was a Rav in Prague for 40 years, and he didn't answer. Without looking to say fair, Barman Dane, Roy Lassos came from Makam Shane Bene Torah, Shlo Yachshu Vyomru, Ama Da'ara, Shemachmir and Aleim, Shlo Kedin, Mibne Chasidus. Also, people should see that you're looking at it in a safer, you're not coming up with your own rules. So therefore, the Shvus Yaakov says to make sure that, you know, Bizmana Zed, the Rabbanim have to look in Svarim. The Pele Yoetz also says this, and the Urim Etumim, Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yonason, Ibishit says in the Urim Tumim in Simin Yud, Ani noe gamkein b'chol advarim b'makam she'ena davar pashut k'biyata b'kutcha. If it's not, I got to drive on Shabbos. Anything with a little bit of thinking involved, la'ayin b'svarim u'lahoros mitoch ha'sefer ki osios machkimen uveprat b'zman hazeh shabav v'nosim ha'rab mashichecha gover. I think that it has to be, you have to make sure that you look in the sefer, the Yosef Ometz, Chuvas Yosef Ometz, which is the Chida. Simin Mem Zayin also quotes this from the Urim Tumim and says that you have to always look inside. You have to always look inside. And he quotes all of these great rabbanim that were known for their bekius, and still they didn't look in the they didn't paskin without looking in a sefer. The Aruch HaShulchan is not as convinced in terms of this comparison, but this is some issues of mor halacha bifnei rabbah.